Welcome back to Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. Ferguson has brought it to the forefront, but it's not a new problem. Each and every year, unarmed individuals across the country die in police shootings. Several studies show that the highest numbers of victims are Black, followed by Latinos, and that the majority of police officers involved are white. Often, the victims are forgotten in the public eye, but that's not the case in San Francisco. Reporter Miriam Jamil brings us the story of Alejandro Nieto, whose supporters refuse to let his case close without accountability.
On the 21st of every month, a crowd gathers on San Francisco's Bernal Hill, a windy spot near the Mission District that overlooks the rest of the city. They come here to remember. 28-year-old Alejandro Nieto died here in March, reportedly as he stood eating his dinner.
We ask forgiveness for these police. I ask that they have a change of heart, that they realize that they have committed a terrible cruelty, that just because we are people of color doesn't mean that our life isn't worth much. It is worth a lot.
Alex Nieto was shot at least 10 times by San Francisco police officers who say they thought he was carrying a gun. It turned out he wasn't. He had a taser on his hip, which he used in his job as a security guard at a nightclub. The San Francisco Police Department won't comment on Alex's case because it's in litigation, and details about his death are murky. One thing his supporters say with certainty is that his death adds to a growing list of unarmed people of color who have died at the hands of law enforcement.
We're here to remember a young man, but we're here also to remember all the young men who are being victims of violence by the police in this country and around the world.
About 40 people stand to pray, along with Alex's family. Friends come forward to speak, to recite poetry, to sing. When will we be able to put our hands down, the singer asks, to sleep with our eyes closed? Alex's parents, Refugio and Elvira Nieto, came to San Francisco from Guanajuato, Mexico in 1984. Their son died around 7 p.m. on Friday, March 21st, but they didn't find out until the next afternoon.
Nos sentamos. El oficial que iba a encargar, porque eran tres, dice, este es el lugar de Alejandro, aquí donde dormía, sí. Dice, ¿quién era Alejandro? Pues nuestro hijo.
We sat down, and the officer in charge says, is this where Alex is to sleep? Yes. He asks, who was Alejandro? He was our son. Are you sure? Yes. And the officer asks, what did Alejandro used to do? Did he work? Yes. And then he asked, what type of drugs did he do? Marijuana? Cocaine? And that seemed strange to me. I said, did you come here to give us information about Alejandro, or did you come to interrogate us? He stopped his questions and explained, they killed your son yesterday, the 21st of March, 7 in the evening. He said they killed him.
And that's essentially where the details end. The names of the officers involved haven't been released, nor have the police or autopsy reports. Alex's parents don't really know why their son is dead, and the police did little to enlighten them.
Me tocó el dolor de él, y este dolor es el más grande que estoy pasando, al no saber nada de lo que sucedió, ni cómo hacerlo, ni nada.
The biggest pain that I'm experiencing is not knowing anything about what happened or what I can do.
What I've learned from mothers and family who have lost their children is that this type of loss is almost like a reconstruction of their DNA.
Attorney Adriana Camarena is part of the Justice y Amor for Alex Nieto Committee. They're a group of Alex's friends in the Mission District who have been organizing on his behalf since he passed.
I started realizing that we were already kind of thrust into trauma. I think in the cumulative experience of seeing how young people are treated in the Mission and the hardships that families go through just because they're poor or they're ethnicity is Latino or African-American or otherwise considered a minority.
The Mission District has long been home to a concentration of Mexican and Central American immigrants. But lately, the population has been changing, thanks partly to San Francisco's booming tech industry. Alex was well known in the local Latino community, but not to others in the area, like the person who reportedly called 911 about a Latin male with a gun on his hip.
Hey, there's that guy in a red shirt way up the hill, walking toward you guys.
I got a guy right here.
The police department's radio dispatch shows that Alex was shot within about 25 seconds of their encounter.
Shots fired, 233 shots fired.
Maria Vialta, another member of the Justice y Amor Committee, has seen a lot of violence in the neighborhood over the years, but she says it's Alex's death that has affected her the most.
Just growing up in the Mission, you have this, you are kind of not raised to hate the police, because it's not hate, it's just you're raised to know that they're not on your side. To me, they're the biggest gang in the city right now.
The police department declined to comment for this story because Alex's case is currently in court. It also didn't respond to requests for comment about its relationship with the community. But just a few days after the shooting, the police chief addressed more than 300 people at a town hall meeting. He said that Alex drew his taser when the officers asked him to put his hands up, and the officers believed it was a gun.
Because of the situation, the call, the appearance that he had a firearm, they fired in defense of their own lives. And Mr. Nieto did not survive.
Photos of Alex's body obtained by his attorneys show that he was shot at least 10 times. The police chief said his officers continued shooting because Alex's weapon was still drawn, even after he fell to the ground. But many people from his community don't buy this version of events. At a local march, over 100 protesters walked from the spot where Alex was killed down to San Francisco's federal courthouse about 3 miles away. A circle of Aztec dancers leads the way, their tall headpiece feathers rising above the crowd.
We're good people. We love. We hurt. We bleed. We're here today because we say this is an injustice and it isn't right. What do we want?
Justice.
What do we want?
Now.
What do we want?
That's 17-year-old Violeta Vasquez.
I'm here to fight for somebody who was educated and was doing something good for the community. And at the end of the day, they still got shot because of the color of their skin. And so I don't.
Alex was educated. He was studying administration of justice and had even interned with the city's probation department. He was also a practicing Buddhist. Many people who knew him say they couldn't wrap their minds around the idea of him being violent. And they feel that regardless, they shouldn't have to use these details to argue that he shouldn't have been murdered. The Nietos have filed a federal wrongful death lawsuit against the city, the police chief, and the officers involved in the shooting. The Nietos' attorneys are seeking monetary damages. But Alex's father, Refugio, says that what they really want is clarity on what actually happened and for the police to be held accountable.
Va a un proceso muy, muy largo. Poco que me han explicado por ahí dicen que esto va a tardar a lo mejor 2 años.
This is going to be a really, really long process. They've explained me that it'll take at best 2 years. We have to wait, we have to keep fighting with the police, and for me, that's what makes it hard to keep it together.
Alex's supporters say they're determined to follow the case through. Refugio says he prays to God to give him patience. For Latino USA, I'm Mariam Jamil in San Francisco.